He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I cannot express enough how big of a victory it is that more and more big mainline fake conservative radio hosts are being forced to talk about the central banks, global government, the New World Order, the world population eugenics angle. But I notice, especially Glenn Beck, when they do cover this, they show a bunch of mid-level professors and socialists and make it a left-wing thing, but that's only the left-wing arm of this system. But regardless, they're being forced to cover it. They're being forced to admit it's happening. But in the final equation, we know that the very same financial interests, the big mega banks, the huge corporations, to a group, want world government. It's a global corporate empire. Of course they want it. They built it. It's a 100-plus-year plan. That's in their own reports. Carol Quigley and others, the United Nations, RAND Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. So they're not going to stop until we stop them, until we prosecute them. And this is an aggressive corporate military attack. But people always expect an attack to be military or from another government. So they're almost blind to corporate attacks by covert espionage and basic governmental infiltration. Now, Stuart Howe, calling from California, great activist, recap the point you're making because it's absolutely central. As we did say together at Bilderberg 2008, we were there to cover it, even if the mainstream media wouldn't, that Obama was there, that he was being chosen, that we knew where he really was, when the media said he was missing in action for a day. We documented that, and again, we let them call us kooks and nuts. We never shut up. We kept putting the truth out, and now we're shifting the entire paradigm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't have, as you know, you can't have an effective hoax unless it contains a lot of truth. So we're forcing them to include some truth in what they're doing, and we're seeing these controlled admissions. And what we're doing, I think, is we're continuing to take away their tools. And, you know, you've done such a great job in helping expose problem, reaction, solution, and false flag terrorism. And I think maybe the next tool to take away, you know, is this continuity of agenda that we're seeing. You know, we're seeing the agenda transcend one or another executive branch in and out of power. So if we can expose this continuity of agenda that transcends both parties and just kind of shine the light on their on the mechanism and the structure of their deception, they're going to keep losing tools and they're going to keep getting more and more desperate, and that's going to tip their hand. And, I mean, they're becoming obvious. I think it's kind of exciting.
Stuart, I love the way you simplistically boil it down so well. They're controlled admissions, I'm going to use that term, and continuity of agenda. And we've talked a lot about that, but I always get into long-winded explanations. But it really is that fact that presidents come and go, congresses come and go, but there's a continuity of the agenda, and you've got Republican and Democratic and corporate and academic and scientific leaders all in the CFR, Trilateral Commission, who then issue reports calling for global government and what can only be properly labeled as tyranny. And then they repackage it as if it's a loving tyranny. And that is a continuity of agenda. And it's not just a continuity of agenda domestically here in the U.S. Globally, they get naked body scanners in Germany and Japan, and Italy and England. We get them here. The police are trained the exact same way. It's a global corporate board. We see private snatch-and-grab squads grabbing citizens, throwing them in vans to intimidate people at the G20 in England, Canada, and the U.S. It's a continuity. It's a corporate-studied, scientific, worldwide dictatorship. Stuart, anything else?
No, that's it, Alex. Thanks for all your great work, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Amazing. We're going to get Stuart Rhodes on. Stuart Rhode on in the very near future to get into all of that. He's a great guy. That's a We Are Change Los Angeles area. All right, we're going to come back and try to get to a bunch of your calls ahead of a ton of other news coming up on the economy.
This is Alex Jones.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue with your calls. Then get into the economy. Also, federal depositions, where we're learning more about Blackwater, the reported cocaine parties, the running around naked, but most importantly, shooting up Iraqi homes and cars for fun. And there are countless videos online at YouTube where you can see troops and mercenaries shooting people on the streets just for fun. And then every time you cover that, you're not patriotic, because Jack Bauer's a hero, torture's cool, and shooting carloads full of men, women, and children is the American thing to do while heavy metal music plays in the background. No, this is how we lose our soul if we allow the globalists to turn our military and now mercenaries, who are actively training to take on the American people, I should add. That's Army Times. We lose our soul when we allow this. A 9/11 truth activist who I know, Stuart Howell, called in earlier, and I was calling him Stuart Rhodes, another great Stuart, of Oath Keepers, patriotic veterans and current military and police, who are saying, hey, I've sworn an oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and what the federal government is training police and military to do isn't just unconstitutional, it's classical tyranny. Now, going back to what Stuart was talking about, he said, look at the controlled admissions we're seeing out of neocon talk show hosts now. After decades of trying to keep us in the dark, they knew full well what was going on. They knew full well what was happening. Now they're going, okay, the global government's real, because the BBC and AP and Time Magazine and Newsweek and New York Times, they're all coming out and saying world government's good. It'll fix your problems. So they were kind of stuck in a weird position after decades of saying none of this existed. They're like, okay, it's bad, and it's run by Democrats. Yeah, this little communist professor, he's the most dangerous man in the world. He runs everything. No, he's just one little minion of this system. When I start seeing neocon talk show hosts admit that powerful megabanks and powerful top corporations don't want free market, and that there's a hostile takeover of government by these corporations, and that we've got continuity of agenda from administration to administration, Republican, Democrat, with presidents and congresses, then we'll know we've had a political realignment in the power structure. We've had a political awakening and realignment with the general public, but not with the power structure. They are in there stealing and robbing and looting and breaking laws seven ways to Sunday. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Al.
Hey, buddy. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex. Hey, one thing that I was going to say is you come up with a lot of simple solutions, which every solution is simple, but they'd rather try 10 things that don't work before they try one thing that does. That's why you see technology advancing. But if you say, let's end world hunger or something, they'll be like, oh, it can't be done.
Well, their way to end world hunger is to pay our farmers not to produce. Their way to end world hunger is to have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation produce vaccines that sterilize you. That's their answer.
Well, I'd like to tell all the puppets and the puppeteers, you know, I hate you. You're against me living, and when it comes down on a scale between me or you dying, I hope it's you. And I'll do anything as far as to defend anybody's liberty. If I see a cop beating up somebody, I'm not going to let that happen. And that's what needs to happen, a spirit of togetherness back in this country instead of division.
Wow, that's an important point. We need to support the good police, but stand up against police that are being hired and trained to be thugs. I appreciate your call, Michael. Go back to Wall Street that came out 20-something years ago, where they teach you greed is good, cheating people is how you get ahead. And then the general public almost thinks it's cute in some cases when somebody else is being cheated or manipulated. It's almost funny, like you're at the Roman Colosseum laughing at somebody, you know, having their arms and legs chopped off by a gladiator, because it's not you today that's being chopped up. So you feel like you're part of the structure. You feel like you're part of the power system. We need to start sticking up for each other. We need to start realizing when somebody else is having their rights abused, that affects us. That's common sense. I mean, how many reports have you seen in the news where in the U.S. or in Europe or other places, I mean, it's constant. In a major city, somebody will be run over, bleeding to death for an hour and a half. Nobody helps them. Or people will watch a young woman. There's been countless cases of this being beaten and raped in public. And people will even come to their windows of their high-rises and say, "Ooh, look at this. It's entertainment." And that's because we've been desensitized by all the violence and things that are on television to not be able at a subconscious level to differentiate reality from fiction. And so we do have a lackadaisical, decadent, dumbed-down public to a great extent. That doesn't mean everybody. And so the establishment said, "Hey, we got a bunch of chumps here. Let's rape them." And so things are going to get worse and worse because people don't stick together. It's weird to get upset about tyranny. It's weird to get upset about losing your freedoms. But if you paint yourself up like a clown and go get drunk and scream at a football game or a soccer game, oh, that's moral. That's good. You know, a lot of people in Austin aren't going to go to work tomorrow and are very depressed because UT got creamed. Oh, and it's very upsetting. And what are we going to do? Meanwhile, the economy is going into a full-bore depression. The government's accelerating programs of creating more debt that only make it worse. You try to tell some yuppie to get upset about that, and they go, "You're some type of ten-headed weirdo. You're some type of lunatic who needs to be committed. You don't only care about football? Man, I'm a real American. I don't know the Bill of Rights, but I know who, you know, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback is." Well, you know who the Dallas Cowboys quarterback is. You know who the Jets quarterback is. You know who the Vikings quarterback is. But you don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. And so get ready to be a slave. It's real simple. There are hardcore, abusive, very intelligent people that are using government to come in and tax you and give that money to corporations. And those mega corporations have built an army of dependent welfare queens and government bureaucrats who have been told if they want to keep their job, they got to squeeze you. And so the welfare queens are going to vote to take your guns so they get your check, and the cops are going to come take them to get their check. It's real simple. 51%+ of this country now is either on the government dole or gets a government contract, period. You go, "Well, that's my money I paid into Social Security." Yeah, and it was all spent. And you'd have got a lot more if you'd invested it in a guaranteed private retirement. But now because you are tied into the government, you're going down with the ship. You think you're real smart. Okay, I'm ranting. I don't have time to go to WOMAC, do I? WOMAC in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, sir. I've had so many thoughts hit me at once, I've almost lost them all. But the one thing I wanted to say is it's good to have a voice out there like you have that's reaching so many folks. And I think if within 18 to 24 months, if there was a moratorium put in place right now, and we put a tariff on all imports and exports, we establish Glass-Steagall, and then we restore our grain supplies with non-GMO crops, we can start to restore our leverage in the world. There are so many ideas. Real people.
No, you're right. We've had the top economists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on that would look. China has tariffs on us. We don't on them. There's tax incentives to move to China. Why do you think zero cell phones are built in this country? Zero. Why do you think we've lost almost all our factories? I'm going to go over the numbers later. Because it was designed, and now the White House admits they want a post-industrial country, so you're bankrupt and under their control. And so the only jobs are government jobs, or with corporations that get government contracts. Go ahead. Sorry.
All I wanted to say is...
No, you got more to say. Stay there. I'm going to come back to Womack, then Tim, Sandy, James, Dave, Franklin's, and others. But when I'm done with this group of calls, then I'm getting into the economy, the police state, in the Blackwater and the reported cocaine parties running around naked and firing into Iraqis' homes. And if you're against it, you're of the devil. That's what good American boys do. We'll be right back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Okay, let's go back to Womack in Texas. Womack, finish up your point.
Well, I just don't think we're tapping into the creativity of the individual people out here in the country. Everybody's being scooped into this Baskin-Robbins 31-flavor type scoop where you can mix and match, but we really need to start tapping into the individuality of everyone. And I really think that's the verge. That's the major breakthrough that we're coming from. Yeah, I've had a few beers, but you never know. You access different things in the brain.
How many beers have you had, Womack?
Well, since I'm sitting still and... Well, I've had about four.
Well, that's okay, because so have I. I appreciate your call. Womack, I'm just joking.
I'm a small man, man. I'm 5'2". I'm 120 pounds. I don't know what, you know.
Womack, I appreciate your call. I was joking, folks. I haven't had any beer. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just, in my opinion, I think everything, most of the problems in this country stem from the money. Follow the money. That's the line, right? I think everybody should be educated, because I talk to so many people that don't understand that the Federal Reserve isn't even part of the
No, I mean, Americans don't have the basic facts about who runs their government, and we're praising neocons for finally admitting a little bit of it when they've been part of the same system. But I'm praising it because it shows how far we've come. But the globalists have engineered every facet of our lives. I think people should know who's making decisions for them.
Support anybody that supports the Federal Reserve, they're going to get rid of them. And that's one way of, you know, these people that come in and say, oh, we're going to do this and do that. Well, just like Ron Paul, get rid of the Federal Reserve, or at least start looking at it. You know,
exactly. Because if you don't get rid of the Federal Reserve, you're not dealing with the private corporate fascist government that hijacked us 97 years ago.
Look how difficult it is. I think Kennedy tried to do it, and look what happened to him.
But yeah, but they can kill an individual. They can't kill an idea. I appreciate your call. Great points, Tim. Sandy in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I'm on my cell phone, so I'm a hard time hearing here. I've only listened to you for about 6 weeks, and I'm a totally changed person, a former liberal. After the golf spill, I finally got it. Thank you so much, but I wanted to mention one thing about anger. I'm a teacher, a former teacher. I don't teach anymore because it's a nightmare in schools nowadays, but you can't get angry anymore. And if you get angry, you're mean. And, you know, you can't tell the truth because you're mean. And I laughed when he said that the only time you get angry is at a sports game. And I find that absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, they give us these little areas where we can act like human beings and get angry. We get angry for a reason. And they've trained parents not to discipline their children, and now many children act like animals. And then they tell the teachers they can't stand up to the out-of-control kids. And so the answer is bring police in and turn the school into a prison.
Well, it's run by thugs. You know, our school district, I won't say the name, we allow thugs to be in the school and run them, and we don't get rid of them because then they'll lose federal government and our money, and our superintendent allows this. And so children that are in the middle are quitting school. It's not the thugs that are quitting because they run the schools now. And I was so good,
yeah.
Really disgusted.
Well, I went to school in Dallas, and I don't claim to be the toughest guy in the world, but I am a lot tougher than I would have been because starting in about sixth grade, I was in private school till sixth grade. Well, I was in public school in kindergarten and first, and then for 4 years I was in private school. And then they put me in public school, and I got off the bus when I was in sixth grade, and a kid with a mustache, you know, probably flunked four grades, was beating me up. And I'd come home with black eyes, and my dad would say, well, you better get tough. And that was the old-fashioned view. And then I started getting tough, and then I would beat somebody up who attacked me. But the problem was I'd hurt them, and then I would get in trouble because I defended myself. Did you see that in school?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, so that's why I left. I just, luckily, I hate to say this because you were just bashing Social Security, but luckily I was able to leave and I'll be able to collect Social Security because my ex-husband passed away. Alex, I can't get a job. When you're 60, you can't get
Sandy,
a job.
Sandy, that's your money. I wasn't bashing Social Security. If the government would have actually invested it in guaranteed returns, 3%, 4%, 5%, you would have your money. The problem is the big mega banks took that money and stole it and, you know, bought more fleets of Learjets. And so now they've got us dependent on them. I wasn't bashing, you know, anybody. I mean, I've got a grandmother who's on Social Security and I give her a little bit of money every month because it just doesn't pay for what it did before because of inflation. I'm not saying you're bad because you're retired on Social Security. That's money you paid for that. The problem is crooks stole it, so it's not there. And so now they're going to say, give us whatever else we want with banker bailouts. Let banks take over the whole economy, or we won't give Sandy her Social Security so they can control you basically as their slave.
And I hate it because I'd rather be teaching. I love teaching. I would rather teach, and I would like to teach the kids that need help, but it's impossible to do it in this district. It's absolutely impossible. But I wanted to say a couple other things because your question was about what we can do and what's going to happen. And
sure.
There were three points I wanted to make. First of all, holding the politicians' feet to the fire, and that is Republicans and Democrats, because I don't have much hope in the Republicans either. But this S-510 that I know you've mentioned before, and this S-3767, the so-called Food Safety Act and the supplement one, we have kept their feet to the fire. And one of my senators, Durbin, has been on this for over 10 years, Alex. He's been trying to get this passed and using this kid that died in Lincoln as an excuse to pull a Fedra, which had nothing to do with
it. And for those that don't know, that was big mega producers that had the bad eggs and things. They want to literally not let you pick peaches and sell them on the side of the road. This thing was written by big agribusiness to shut. I mean, the FDA admits that they want to shut down family farms. They're on record saying, get big or get out. They want mega agribusiness.
They do, and I live in a farming state, and these little farmers around here, I mean, we're hoping, you know, next time Durbin runs, he's going to be out if he doesn't knock it off. But he's been on this for over 10 years trying to get this passed. But the second thing, too, I wanted to say, Alex, too, is I, as a teacher, I saw this, and I see it all the time on Facebook and stuff. This racist card, I'm getting so tired of everybody playing the racist card on everything. You're a racist if you're against the Japanese killing whales. You're a racist if you're not for Jesse Jackson. I am so tired of it, and they use that against us and the Muslims. And we
well, they admit they do.
Together.
It's a political weapon because Americans are good people that have a lot of hospitality. So all these special interest groups in government, they use it. Oh, you don't want government health care? You're a racist. You don't want to give up your rights? You're a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. It doesn't work anymore, though, Sandy. That's the good news. Americans, whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter, are really starting to see through this.
Yeah, I absolutely am. One more point I wanted to make, because I am a teacher. Alex, we really, and you've been so good at doing this, and I know a lot of young people listen to you. We really have to educate our young people. You know, they're not being taught history. Since the Bush, No Child Left Behind, history's just been kind of shoved to file 13. And children are being told now the new racist thing is our founding fathers were racist. That's what they're
using. Oh, I know.
Now.
I know. In fact, that's in The Economist magazine. We got to get rid of this Bill of Rights because racists are for it. In fact, let me comment on that when we come back. Sandy, I appreciate your call. I'm going to cover a bunch of news when we come back. Then I'm going to get to the rest of your calls before this abbreviated Sunday transmission ends. Infowars.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's KI, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, again, thank you for joining us on the Sunday transmission. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, you can always listen at Infowars.com. But if you are listening on an AM or FM, please spread the word to all your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, your family, people at gas stations, you name it, how they can tune in, whether it's Infowars.com or a great station like 590 AM here in Austin, Texas. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this report by Kurt Nemo that's up at Infowars.com. I wasn't going to get to this, but this was brought up by the last caller in Illinois. Headline, Rothschild and CIA publications attack Constitution worshipers. That's a quote. And then Kurt has links to the documentation that the Rothschild family funds The Economist along with the CIA. And, of course, the federal government puts out all these reports demonizing constitutionalists, so you know about that. And it's got all the quotes here about we've got to get rid of, you know, this idea that we can't, you know, get rid of the Constitution because it's bad and it's undemocratic and the founding fathers were racist. Well, at that time, Africa was selling slaves. The Arabs were selling slaves. Europe was selling slaves. The caste system in India, that was slavery. Slavery in China, caste system where you couldn't get out of your caste. Same thing as slavery in Japan. Just different names for slavery. But many of the founding fathers said we should outlaw this. That was part of the debate. So it was that idea that led globally towards the move that was started in England to end slavery as we know it. But the quotes that she went over, you know, the statements they're teaching in school, that's exactly what was being taught. The Economist argued against the Constitution is the same one used by liberal academics. The document is antiquated, the product of a bygone era. These are quotes. The founding fathers were afraid of democracy taking hold, so they crafted a document designed to exclude the common people and preserve their aristocratic position. No, they were middle-class, wealthy people tired of the offshore England, the globalists of the time, the mercantilists, not allowing them to have freedom to build their own factories, their own industries. And the founders said, we have a Bill of Rights to protect the minority as well as the majority. Now, this is the big secret that they don't want you to know when they teach this to your kids in public school. Democracy, pure democracy, is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Let's go back 2,600 years to Greece, where democracy came from. Only the aristocracy was allowed to vote, and they would have a bucket for black rocks and a bucket for white rocks. And a white rock was a yay, and a black rock was a nay, a no vote. And they would routinely kill members of the aristocracy, generally by throwing them off a 500-foot cliff or higher, but they had several cliffs they would do it from, different cities. If they disagreed with them, they would vote to kill them. They would have votes. Oh, we voted to kill you. We don't like what you're doing. Many of the most famous philosophers were murdered, thrown off cliffs or parapets of castles to their deaths. In a democracy, if 51% vote to take the other 49%'s property, it happens. In a republic, your life, your liberty, your property, your pursuit of happiness, your Second Amendment, your privacy, it's protected even if the big banks that own the mainstream media brainwash 51% who are on welfare, that's now the case, on one form of it or the other, to rob you. But the big lie is the globalists say, oh, we're going to rob everybody with globalism to help the poor. And then every time you look at a UN program, it gives the money to the elite, not to the poor. So globalism is an even bigger fraud on that front. So we have that article by Kurt Nemo. But here's some other articles. Credit unions bailed out. What a deceptive headline from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. backs $30 billion in bonds to stabilize key institutions' subprime legacy. And it goes on to say they actually seized credit unions and are giving this money to the private Federal Reserve that got more power this year out of the crisis they created. And that's why many of these credit unions are saying no to the money. Small business banks may spurn or refuse Obama's $30 billion program because it gives the government and the private mega banks that control this new private board the control to take them over. It's like the mafia. Let me give you a loan. I want to take good care of you. But that's not what's going on. They want to get in your life, in your door. And that's what this takeover is all about. Continuing, though, Bernanke says economy recovering more slowly than policymakers would like, Bloomberg reports. Isn't that funny? Just last Monday, what, 7-8 days ago, they came out and the Fed said that we ended the recession in June of last year, 15 months ago. But his answer is more stimulus money, more banker bailouts, which then never hit the street. If you're going to have socialism, you might as well actually spread it amongst the people. Then they'll buy something that'll help what's left of our economy. No, 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 no. When they got those tens of trillions of dollars a year and a half ago or more, You never saw the money. Lending tightened up even more. Why should the banks loan? They already have the money. Now they can buy real assets themselves through investment banking. Continuing here, there's a great article, The Economic Collapse, we have linked up on Infowars.com, and it goes through 19 incredible facts dealing with the deindustrialization of America that will blow your mind. And here's just some of them, racing through them. The United States has approximately 42,400 factories. Since 2001, about 75% of those factories employed over 500 people than when they were still in operation. Number two, Dell Incorporated, one of the America's largest manufacturers of computers, has announced plans to dramatically expand its operations in China with an investment of over $100 billion over the next decade. Number three, Dell has announced it will be closing its largest U.S. manufacturing facility in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in November. Approximately 900 jobs will be lost. Number four, in 2008, 1.2 billion cell phones were sold worldwide. 1.2 billion. So how many of them were manufactured in the United States? Zero, with a link. Every one of these has a link to mainstream news. Number five, according to a new study conducted by the Economic Policy Institute, and the U.S. trade deficit with China continues to increase at its current rate, the U.S. economy will lose over 500,000 jobs this year alone just due to China. So buy that Chinese cheap product, lose your job. But hey, so what? Number five, you know, there's a football game on. So what? Shut up, Alex. There's more important things. Number five, according to the new study conducted by the Economic Policy Institute, if the U.S. trade deficit with China continues to increase the current rate, again, U.S. economy will lose over 500,000 jobs this year alone. Number six, as the end of July, the U.S. trade deficit with China has risen 18% compared to the same period a year ago. It's getting worse. Number seven, the United States has lost a total of 5.5 million manufacturing jobs since October 2000. Number eight, according to tax notes, between 1999 and 2008, employment at the foreign affiliates of the U.S. parent companies increased an astounding 30% to 10.1 million. During the exact same time period, U.S. employment at American multinational corporations declined 8% to 21.8 million. 21.1 million. You see the difference? It's upside down. Number nine, in 1959, manufacturing represented 1959, manufacturing represented 28% of U.S. economic output. In 2008, it represented 11.5%. And I would add, that's cooked numbers. In 1958, manufacturing meant heavy manufacturing for tax breaks. Now, if you put hamburgers together, or if I ship DVDs out, I can get the manufacturing tax credit. So most of that is even skewed numbers. So in 59, manufacturing presented 28%. Now it represents 11.5%, and that's with cooked numbers. Number 10, Ford Motor Company recently announced the closure of a facility that produces the Ford Ranger in St. Paul, Minnesota. Approximately 750 good-paying middle-class jobs are going to be lost because making Ford Rangers in Minnesota does not fit into Ford's new global manufacturing strategy. And remember all the tens of billions in bailout to the GM and Chrysler? Almost all of that went to build plants in Brazil and in Russia and in China. Number 11, I'll never get to all this. It gets even worse than the other points. How am I ever going to cover all this? And I haven't even gotten into the truth about Obamacare, even worse than critics had thought. And then I've got this Blackwater news over here, but we'll try to get to it, but I also want to take your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. You can see it all at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and we'll cover more of this tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central on the syndicated radio broadcast.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it?
Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
These economic numbers I'm covering just scratch the surface, but as of the end of 2009, less than 12 million Americans worked in manufacturing. And none of this happened by accident. This is the globalist program to bring the United States to its knees. We fund the world government. We provide the military. The globalists provide the staged terror attacks to get us to go along with it while we're being shut down in the process. Number 12, the United States today, consumption accounts for 70% of gross domestic product. Of the 70%, over half is spent on services. Continuing, number 13, the United States has lost a whopping 32% of its manufacturing jobs since the year 2000. Number 14, the United States in 2001 ranked fourth in the world in per capita broadband internet use. Today it ranks 15th. We're just stone age compared to many. 15, manufacturing employment in the U.S. computer industry is actually lower in 2010 than it was in 1975. 16, printed circuit boards are used in tens of thousands of different products. Asia now produces 84% of them. 17, the United States spends approximately $3.90 on Chinese goods for every $1 the Chinese spend on goods from the United States. That's using raw material as well. 18, one prominent economist is projecting the Chinese economy will be three times larger than the U.S. economy by the year 2040. Number 19, the U.S. Census Bureau says 43.6 million Americans are now living in poverty, and that number are also on food stamps. And it just goes on and on. Now, look at this health care information. And we've read the legislation that's now law. This is accurate. From the Examiner. Obamacare won't decrease health costs for the government. According to Medicare actuary, it will increase costs. The same is likely to happen for privately funded insurance, health funded insurance. And of course, the insurance companies wrote it. Of course, it will get them more money. As written, the Obamacare covers elective abortions, contrary to Obama's promise that it wouldn't. You got to pay for abortions now. That means tax dollars will go for it, kind of like Travis County passing abortions with the hospital district taxes my office has to pay into, pays to kill babies. Obamacare won't allow employers or most small businesses to keep the coverage they have. It will force you to buy overpriced insurance. And it talks about the numbers of employees that will have to be let go. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to pay for all this. Obamacare will increase insurance premiums in some places. It already has. Insurers suddenly forced to cover clients' children under age 26 have massively increased premiums. Obamacare will force seasonal employers, especially ski and amusement park industries, to pay huge fines, cut hours, or lay off employees. Obamacare forces states to guarantee not only payment, but also treatment for indigent Medicaid patients. Many doctors now dropping out, refusing to be part of it. Obamacare imposes a huge non-medical tax compliance burden on small businesses that will require them to mail IRS a 1099 tax forms to every vendor and whom they make purchases of more than $600 a year. Obamacare allows IRS to confiscate part or all of your tax refund if you do not purchase a qualified insurance plan. This bill funds 1,600 new IRS agents with guns, I should add, to make sure Americans stay in line. Okay. Let's now get to this report. Obama health care reform imposes 3.8% tax on all income from home sales and home rental income. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. You know what? I'm just out of time. I want to take calls. I haven't even gotten to this out of the nation. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. U.S. businessmen in sworn federal testimony. They're getting similar testimony from the other people. Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters. It describes them driving around shooting people for fun, which you already have videos of other contractors doing. It's all over YouTube. Huge parties, quote, running around naked, reportedly, sex parties, piles of cocaine, watching people snort an ounce of cocaine individually. Just total insanity. And clearly it shows black market arms sales as well. That's the Nation magazine. Oh, and now Eric Prince hides out in the Middle East. He doesn't even live here anymore. And then it's admitted in the news they've got foreign mercenary groups spying on Americans, other mercenary groups. DynCorp, caught running all these UN child kidnapping rings, runs most of the CPS kidnapping operations now in the U.S. That's mainstream news. I mean, you just can't make up the magnitude of corruption here. Since 1947, the government's been able to operate in total secrecy, giving trillions of dollars a year into its black budget. What do you think was going to happen? It's just lawless craziness. And if you say, hey, I want some transparency in the Pentagon, you know, trillions of dollars a year to the Pentagon, it's out of control. They say, shut up, commie, you know, Al-Qaeda lover. So I guess it's okay what Blackwater's reportedly doing. I guess I'm a patriot. I guess it's good to shoot into houses of innocent people for no reason, reportedly. Let's talk to James in Georgia. James, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm an old. I was in the military a long time ago, and I was an NSA and all that. And Americans does not realize how gridiron the military is. The military is like what you said, this stuff has been planned since almost 1776. The military is going to take over, you know, they're using the military.
Let's be clear, the global corporations are using the military to be the enforcement arm of their takeover.
Right, right. The corporations are, but I'm talking about the implementation. The Americans, we're just citizens, and we're not used to all this stuff. And
no, that's right.
Realize.
The military, the Army Times reports, and the New York Times, it's in my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is training for gun confiscation. It's now admitted, but the average conservative will go, I'm turning my guns in. I support the military.
Oh, and they don't realize how much. It's like watching The Bourne Identity. They don't realize how much covert stuff it's got. Hey, it was like watching your movie there.
Well, sir, you know The Bourne Identity, Bourne Ultimatum, is based off admitted declassified Army brainwashing programs. That's all declassified. That came out in 77, that they were putting troops on drugs, brainwashing them, erasing their memories. I appreciate your call. Great points, James. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Got to move quick now.
How you doing, Dave? I'm a U.S. Marine veteran. I served in the proxy wars over there in Iraq. And, you know, I just wanted to, I'm a stringent Second Amendment, you know, supporter. I just wanted to know when you think they're going to finally collapse us and come down on us.
Well, they want to incrementally collapse us like a frog in a boiling pot of water, but the American people are waking up, so the globalists may back off a little bit in the collapse so that we go back to sleep. You know, it's kind of like this. If they raise gas up to $4 a gallon, then when it drops down to $3, we don't mind it, even though a year before that it was $2. See, it's $2 a gallon in 2005 or so. Then in 2008, it goes up to $4 a gallon. And then when it drops down to $3, we're not complaining about $3, even though it's a dollar more than $2.
Exactly. They just want to keep us numbed in the brain.
It's psychological warfare. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Yes. I just also want to say, on another point, it's kind of weird, but I'm a Second Amendment supporter, and I'm Puerto Rican, and you know, I actually look like I'm black, a colored person, but that's really weird when people see me wearing Patriot shirts and I'm my real Patriot type of
person. Well, that's the media. They tell you if you have any skin pigment and you're tall, dark, and handsome, you're not allowed to love freedom and the Second Amendment and property rights. And they demonize it like it's racist and bad to own property when everything in the Bill of Rights empowers humanity, not being spied on, being able to defend yourself, having due process. That belongs to you because you have red blood, and God bless you. Anything else, Dave?
Yes, I just, you know, you covered that perfectly. I was just going to say that. And, Alex, I appreciate what you're doing. You're an outstanding man. You woke me up about a year ago. Like I said, I am a veteran, and I'm just trying to wake up my fellow brothers that are in the Marines, and you're a great man. Thank you for it.
God bless you, Dave. The word is, thank you. But, I mean, it's sick that I read it in the news, the media saying, hey, don't be into that Patriot stuff if you're Hispanic or black or whatever. You know, that's evil racist people that want you to have your own right to grow a garden or own a gun or own your own property or have privacy. That's racism. Being a slave, that's patriotism. You've got red blood. I've got red blood. We are all human beings who love liberty and have the same dreams. And we can't let anybody take those dreams away. 99% of the time in history, since recorded history, people don't have freedom. They live in tyranny. We know liberty creates wealth and independence, and that's why the White House Science Czar and the Council on Foreign Relations and the UN openly say they want global government to literally shut down our economy so they can control your life. It is so elementary. It is so simple that a lot of people miss it, but it's that simple, and it's very exciting to see more and more people, mainstream news folks like Limbaugh and Beck and others, admit the globalists want to destroy the economy by design. We're out of time. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.